Commentator Jeremy Richards has a confession to make.
This commentary was written on company time, on the clock, between deadlines, in the cozy nest of payroll and under the glaring fluorescent light of cubicle ennui. Oh, come on, it's not like I'm cooking the books or defrauding investors. I'm just a petty time thief. And it's company time. I recently picked up a book called An Anthropology of Workplace Crime. The author, Gerald Mars, says factory owners used to forbid their workers from wearing personal watches. Increments of labor were the province of management, shoveling out company time and the long stretches between break whistles. This, says Mars, explains the traditional gold watch as a reward for retirement. After a long life of labor, time at last becomes your own. Today, company time converted into personal time is the universal conceit of office work. But yes, it's still a matter of principle, and for many managers, company time is company money. I mean, where is the work ethic of today? But without some slack in company time, I'd predict that the entire infrastructure of desk jobs would slowly collapse. Don't believe me? Look around your office, across the hall, over the cubicle partition next to you. Look at the pop-up solitaire game you have hidden under that spreadsheet. We live and work in an era where malfeasance is more common than Kleenex. While managers pace and cringe, we're subletting their time to poems, novels, weblogs, manifestos, operettas, and eBay auctions. Meanwhile, company time is our last bastion of sanity, and our watches are getting heavier every day.
Jeremy Richards lives in Seattle. He comes to us by way of member station KPLU in Seattle.